No, 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 no.
Yes, it's that time of week where we laugh at funerals. I'm Ryan McChesney, and this is Laughing at Funerals. Laughing at Funerals is brought to you by death, because it's the only thing that keeps us alive. I am here. I'm happy. I'm in a good mood tonight. I'm filming this at night. I'm filming this a little earlier, so I won't be taking any calls. Yeah. But I'm in a good mood. I don't know why. I had a really good workout. That's another thing. If you don't want to die, work out, exercise. And also I've been getting a pretty good response from the, this is the third episode of Laughing at Funerals, and I've been getting a really good response from the people, who have been listening and been on the show. And one of them sent me a message that says, hey, it gave me a good cry. And I thought, well, that might be another tagline to the show. A good Laughing at Funerals. We'll give you a good cry. And that's what we're here for, man. We're here just, like, to have some sort of therapy. Therapy regarding the funerals. Therapy regarding how you kind of deal with the grievance aspect of it. Therapy just to make you laugh. Like, if there was anything funny that has happened to you on your way to the funeral... And that's what we're gonna go in today. It's gonna kind of be like a lighthearted, funny bit here, funny little podcast that we have here. I'm gonna share with you some stories. I read this online here. There's some stories that are been online about funny things that have happened at the funerals, and let me know, and you can like me on Facebook and in real life. I'm Ryan McChesney. Let me know if anything like this has happened to you guys. But this is a crazy funeral story, and I'll change the names here. But it's called "That's Not My Husband." That's what poor Janie Holsey said when she saw the casket without missing a beat. A funeral home employee pipes up with the "That's how they look when they die." The funeral proceeded, but the glaring problem remained. The body in the casket was not the husband of Janie. the husband's name was Kenneth Tex Robert. I might name my son Tex. When the funeral director finally admitted, it took her a while. Finally? Did they have to do like a DNA test on that? Finally admitted that there was a mix-up. The family and friends went hysterical. Two people were hospitalized, heart and asthma attacks. I guess the asthma would be related. Yeah. Everybody was crying, and when Robert's body finally arrived, his legs were seen hanging out of the tipped casket in the back of the hearse. Apparently, the funeral employees driving the hearse had driven so fast that the casket had been jostled and tipped. I wonder if they were... It's like an Uber driver where they get tipped, or like a taxi where they get, like... I mean, did they get tipped based on, like, how many, like, funeral, like, hearse they deliver? How many caskets they deliver, so they were, like, behind on that? I don't know. That's a way to go, man. You know what? If that's kind of how what I want to happen at my funeral. I want that purposefully to happen. I want that kind of craziness to purposely happen at my funeral. Just because, man. You know, when I first read this, I thought that the family was hysterical, like went like hysterical, like they were laughing with hysterics. And I thought, well, that's a good way to handle that. And then I thought, oh, they went hysterical. That meant that, like, the two people had to be hospitalized because it wasn't the body. I don't know. What would your reaction to that be? Like, mine would be, well, can we find the body? I mean, is that, that would be it. I was like, well, where's the body at? Like, and that would be the extent of my emotions on that. But I'm weird, and I know that. But luckily, the fact that, like, I would love to know what kind of funeral home this was, where this was at, what's the name of the funeral home, because, what kind of funeral home was it? Well, obviously, it's one that doesn't deliver bodies. There's only one type of funeral home. But I would love to know what, where they're at, who, what the name of this funeral home was, because, they need to be out of business. Although if it, their idea, I don't know, maybe they'll their idea is to make more money in that way. You know, if you have more deaths, maybe they created a few more deaths based on their erratic way of handling the dead bodies. The other family members die too out of hysterics, and they get more business that way. I don't know, but it took them some convincing. No, I'm pretty sure that is the body. That's your husband's body. That's what they look like when they die. No, I wouldn't know. That's not Tex. I don't know why I'm making her voice like that. I wouldn't know. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but that is clearly your husband's body. Obviously, and you know they just, like, put it on them. Like, obviously you're in, like, you know, you're in some kind of weird trance where you're not over your husband's death, and, you know, this is what usually happens. People are in denial. People are in denial over this. Like, no, I'm saying that's not my husband's body. I don't know. I just, some people are just weird and awkward. But honestly, I don't know if I would be combative too if I were the funeral. I would be like, we didn't make a mistake, and maybe they'll forget about it. Like, we didn't make a mistake. Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe they're old and too old to remember. Yeah. I don't know. Johnny, what the heck happened there? What the heck happened? You know? Go to the hearse. Like, hey, guys, we need to get a body here quick. We need to get a body here quick. Something. I don't know. Something that looks like the husband. All right. Here's another one. It's called The Final Round. Christopher Rivera Amaro, a super featherweight. Super featherweight? That's, at some point, he's just got a super, 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 super featherweight boxer with a 5-15 professional record. Did he die in the ring? Made his final appearance in the ring at his own wake. His family dressed his body in a boxing outfit before propping him upright in a makeshift ring for a wake at a community center in Puerto Rico's capital, San Juan. Amora's mother, Cecilia, I'm sorry for the mispronouncing of the name, his wife, Lynette Camona, and son Julio posed for photos with the body, which were also visited by hundreds of mourners. Let me tell you something. If your boxing record is 5-15, maybe this is on the family. But if your record is 5-15 in the ring, and I don't know any more about his death other than he seems pretty young, I would try to avoid the fact that he was a terrible boxer. At some point, somebody in the family had to have told him, "Hey, stop boxing." But I love it. No, that, like, stop. You're only hurting it. But I love it. That's a terrible, like, I'm more focused on that. I was like, who goes in the ring after maybe what, 10, 5 and 10, when he was like 5 and 10, that's enough. Even like 5 and 5, like, you're not going to get anywhere. Like, how much money, like, who's going to pay to see, I don't know, at some point you're like one of those guys who was just like, all right, we need a guy to come and spar with, you know, a guy who's actually an up and comer who's going to make something of a career in boxing. We need you to just, you know, I beat the crap out of him. Maybe we just need you to take one. All right, man, we need you to fight him, you know, take a few bumps here and there. But 5-15, man, You better have made some good money, like, blowing fights on that one. You better have made some good money, like, taking a dive. Because you just were not, like, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. And what's even more embarrassing is those five people that you beat. Like, I wonder what those records were, but... Yeah, also weird taking a body with a dead person, taking a picture with a dead person. That's really weird. That goes without saying. Maybe not take a picture. Was the wife like? I would love like more information on this. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough. But I wonder what the like wife and grandma were like. If they were anything like my grandma, they like pushed me right up to my dead aunt's body and was like, give her a kiss. Give her a kiss. She loved you. And so I wonder if they did that with the son. It was like, just stand next to your father. Mommy's dead. But stand next to him and pose. Give him a hug. So creepy. People are so weird. But still, 5 and 15, man. You need to get out of the ring. You should have, he should have died he probably did die in the ring, but man. All right, this is called Not Cocaine. Three teens burglarized a home in Missouri, Missouri, hey, that's where I live. Taking off with cash, jewelry, electronics, and what they thought was cocaine. Only when they tried to sample the product, did they realize it was something less than ideal for getting high. All my jewelry was gone, all my son's electronics were gone, and I had my father's ashes. They were sitting on the dresser. One of the victims, Deborah Matthews, said, they took my dad's ashes. Whoops. Ever snorted? My dad's ashes got lost. No one ever knew what happened to that. I think they were at my grandma's house. She just couldn't find them. But, like, I remember my dad's ashes were lost. And I don't know what happened. His urns and ashes were all lost. And nobody knew what really happened there. They got what they deserved. But the poor guy, I mean, the poor guy did, you know. If I'm the dad, that's one last win for the dad right there. That's one last win for the dad. Oh man, this stuff is golly. Wait, what happened? I wonder if it doesn't seem like they caught him, so they're probably still out there. And I don't know. It doesn't seem like they caught him. Again, I would like more information. I wonder if these are actually real. I hope these are real, but you know, sometimes they aren't. What's the weirdest thing that you guys have ever snorted? I haven't snorted anything, but ashes would be up there. Should be up there. Have you? I feel like that. People who. Number one, I don't know if it would bother me if they snuffed, like, if they did that to any of my folks' ashes, like, my grandma or grandpa's ashes, like, if they did that to any of my folks' ashes, I don't know if I would, I don't know if I'd mind. I'd be like, well, we got rid of them, you know, all right, I mean, you know, because the person's dead, it's just their ashes, the person's actually in spirit is dead, so... Well, I'd be like, well, that's, you know, one way to get rid of them. You should have just told me. I would have had you come and, you know, take it, give it to you by in person. But yeah, man. Moral of the story is don't go into boxing when you suck on that. An awkward, funny incident. I saw in a funeral home the priest and the conductor and a mourner. Oh, what is this whole thing? I'm reading more of these. So this is another story. It's from it's a blog. It's from The Other Side of Funerals. Recently, I was at a funeral when something rather amusing happened at the graveside. It's about time I did a funeral fund. Okay, all right. I should have read this before, so I don't know what's gonna happen, but it was a standard Catholic funeral. The father did his usual ceremony, which you know, blah, 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 by the grave. But then, just as he was about to end, he asked if everyone would hold hands. Rather unexpected and somewhat awkward, I saw the father nod to the conductor, obviously wanting him to get the ball rolling. So the conductor looked around and very awkwardly took the hand of the nearest mourner. Both the mourner and the conductor were obviously not comfortable at all. Who wants to hold hands with a stranger at a funeral? Everyone else looked at them oddly too. Obviously thinking it was quite strange, there they stood in front of everyone, holding hands by a grave. To make things even more awkward for them, nobody else held hands. Not one person followed the example, making their hand-holding all the more obvious and out of place. Even worse was the father very quickly reached to the point where the conductor had to lower the coffin. It was a mechanical lower, so only the conductor would be only so the only conductor would be the conductor's job. That is weird. But he is now stuck holding hands with a complete stranger. There stood the conductor holding a holy water container and a crucifix in one hand and a stranger in the other. Now he needed to lower the coffin. The conductor looked around for a moment, thinking about what to do. Then he had an idea. He politely asked the mourner if he was holding hands. He politely asked the mourner he was holding hands with to take the holy water and crucifix, thus making it look like he had given up. He had gone up to the mourner for an actual reason. He confidently made his way over to lower the coffin. I left shortly after this, so I did not see or hear what people thought of everything. I don't know. I mean, stuff like that happens all the time. It's weird. I'm kind of sorry about that. That was kind of boring. But it was, you know, weird stuff happens like that all the time where, like, I'm, especially at church, I remember at church where I was like 12 and I had to hold hands with a girl for the first time at this Methodist church I went to. They made us all hold hands and I was like, ew. And now that I'm, you know, in my 30s, I'd still be like, ew. I'd be, yeah, cool. But then I'd play it off. Like, I'm such like an adolescence, dude. But, yeah, I don't know. That was kind of a boring story. It is awkward, like when you're at a funeral, and I've never been to a Catholic funeral, but it is awkward when you have to, like, I remember some lady was like talking to me, and it turned out to be my aunt that I never knew, but she was like talking to me, telling me how much my great aunt loved me. And she took my hand and drug me right up next to the coffin. Same thing with my grandma. It was just like not that whole family. Ah. The best funeral ever with a dwarf. All right, let's hear this one. That's it. Oh, this is way too long. I don't want to read all that. I'm sure that was hilarious. I might get to that later. I'll look over that before But another long one. I better read this one. All right. This better be funny. All right. This better be funny, man. Ah. It is like, it's so incredibly fun, though, to just kind of, like, hear stories about the person's life that you never knew, or that you never knew the stories. About, like, I remember hearing stories about my grandpa and about my grandma, and I thought, they were cooler than I thought, or, oh, you're just making that up, like, it's kind of fun to have that where you learn about the person and you learn about your family member that you're mourning at a wake or a funeral or anything like that. So that is really cool to have that experience. of doing that. I hope that the people out there, like, I hope that when I die, I really want, like, my nieces to be like, "Ow, Uncle Ryan was cool. Ow, Uncle Ryan was nice." Because I don't think I'll have any family or kids. I think that's out of the picture. Although, I am available. And I'm pretty good looking for a guy who's, like, really small and not tall, dark, and handsome. But yeah, I'd love to hear what your crazy funeral story was like. Because, you know, sometimes it's a lot of fun just to go to the funeral and have something, like, way too nuts happen. Like, I'm sure that like, now that I think about it, I'm sure that, like, the hand-holding thing was, like, really fun and hilarious, like, awkward to the people who are watching it. Like, what are they doing? I don't know. I remember my mom telling me that at my cousin's funeral, I think it was my cousin, I don't know who it was, but they went to, like, some podunk area in Missouri. Missouri has a lot of craziness, especially down south. But in Missouri, where they stayed, it was this really hick family, and it was my dad and my aunt and my mom. They were there, and I'm trying to remember, like, my mom walked in on my cousin making out with somebody from the family. I don't know who it was, but she walked in, like, at the funeral, like, making out with somebody else from the family, and that was really weird. And then the place was just such a crazy, like, it was kind of a mess. But they, like, you know, I remember they were telling him, like, "Look, anytime, man, if you just want to spend the weekend up here, you could. This lake house is yours." Yeah, I think it was near the lake. "Yeah, this lake house is yours anytime you want to spend the weekend. This lake house is yours." And then my cousin was, yeah, making out with somebody. And as they were lowering the casket, and one of the guys was singing, the singer started to, like, I guess they hired somebody to sing. I don't know. That would be a pointless job. But the singer started to sing the part, "Turn out the lights, the party's over," which I didn't really, I wasn't familiar with the song, but apparently that's it was a popular old song, and it was a song that Don Meredith used to sing during the Monday Night Football games after, like, when the game was sealed and over with, and you could tell one of the teams was going to lose. That it is a weird song to have play. it's a funny funeral song, though. Like, I would have busted out laughing if I were my mom at that point. And yeah, it was my dad's side of the family. They're just so weird. I love you guys, but y'all are weird. I don't know, like, yeah, y'all are weird. It was especially, like, making out with each other. It was, man, yeah. Here's one story. As a family car driver, it is quite common to be out and about on the roads. A family car driver said, "Well, you're a cab driver, all right? You're a cab driver, buddy. You may get a pickup so early that you barely have time to get a change and go, then finish so late that the sun has gone down. But you get used to it after a while and do little things to make the day go a bit easier, such as keeping a snack on your person to, such as keeping snack on your person too much on when nobody is looking." Okay. I don't get that sentence. Maybe I'm an idiot and I can't read and I have dyslexia. One of these days, however, had been so long and tiring. In fact, it had been a long week of me racing about doing lots of things in each day. It was the middle of the week, and I had to pick up the wife of the deceased at Okay, army time, 1350. That's, what is that? That is, man, 230? I don't, yeah, leave me alone. 215, sorry, 230. What an idiot. The day sheet specified that she did not want to get there too early. Before the coffin was at and in the church and was to call her on... Okay, dude, I might have to give up reading this because this guy is so just difficult to read. Was to call her on approach 5 minutes before I arrived. And considering the service started at 1330 and the church was literally 5 minutes drive away, this could be an issue. But no worries. I worked out a way that would take up some time. Plus, by the time she had actually got in the car, we would not be there too early. When it's time to set off, I said bye to the conductor. What is this conductor? Please tell me, like, because I don't know. Like, telling him I would not be there before 1330. He replied that he knew the situation and would make sure that the coffin was in before I even picked her up. Little did we know things would not turn out this way. I arrived at the nursing home, a rather nice middle-class one with lots of independent living. As traffic was good and distance short, I got there around 1300. Too early. Again, I was not worried as it gave me time to make sure the car was clean and organized and to phone her without driving. Well, it's better to get there too early than too late, dude. Yeah. That was a good story, man, but, like, God, that, like, hurt myself. I hurt myself trying to read that, man. Like, proofread, you idiot. If you're going to write something on that... I know the point of the story is that the lady in the dementia, and I'm still, like, confused as to what was going on because you're terrible writing with that. But apparently, like, they pay the priest, you know, three times as much for one funeral. I wonder, did the priest say anything? Like, at some point, like, he's supposed to be this, you know, kind of benevolent person, right? So... I know for me, like, our pastor didn't even expect to get paid, man. I wonder if that priest does that a lot. Like, that priest got bank on that. You got, what, $750 for that? Dang. Get it, man. Get it. Well, you know, you gotta play the system. It's not the priest's fault the lady had dementia. No, it like, look, I'm still angry at this guy for actually, like, writing this down in a way that was, like, it was almost like he was talking, and, like, it typed the wrong things, and it was just, my head hurts, but I hope that the priest kind of cleared that up, and didn't make the lady, pay. That's bad. Sorry, I had water here, not got the hiccups. But that's just bad. Who wants to make a lady pay like that? Don't do that. That's just rude. Make an old lady pay at a funeral. That is mean. That's just evil. Although, it's not a bad business, though. It's like, because, you know, like, oh, this person's got dementia. I wouldn't put it past my cousin to do that, one of my cousins. Like, my cousin would do that. Oh, yeah, you know, she paid me. Oh, yeah, I never got that. I never, like, and then, like, all of a sudden, just taking advantage of, like, the person with dementia. That happens a lot, actually. And it's really sad. But it's something that you, that's why you need, like, and hopefully the sister looked out for her. I could only read so much of that without my, like, eyes getting crossed with the language that was, he sounded like he was, like, from England or something, because the way he spelled Czech, but my gosh, dude, just, look, anyways, you know, I've never heard of this term conductor, though. Like, oh, the conductor. I was thinking, like, the band conductor, like, at a funeral. Is that what that is? Somebody please tell me, because I'm not familiar, and I'm not trying to make a joke about that. I'm just not familiar. Oh, this guy wrote another thing. All right, so I have to write this, because no coffee today. Okay, like, pray for me right here, because I'm about to go into this, like, guy's other reading where he just can't form a sentence. Oh, it's much shorter. Okay, so here we go. All right, here's chapter two of this guy's book that he's writing about his funeral. Follow this link for the post in the beginning of the funeral. But to summarize, it had not gone as planned so far. From the lady having dementia, which was exact. If you use that freaking word one more time, all right, I'm gonna hurt you. Exacerbated. He loves that. It's like he knew, like, learned a new word. He's like, I'm gonna put this in here as many times as possible to make people know that I learned this and I know what this word means and I'm using it properly. Which is exacerbated by the funeral of her husband, to the point where she had trouble understanding and making decisions, all the way to the mess with the coffin at the start of the funeral service. Overall, it had been a long day for everyone. I was driving the nice lady with dementia and her sister, who was a sister, a nun. The funeral now over, our destination was Rockwood. Oh, so we're setting it up. It's like a suspense thriller here. It's like a, I don't know. He's a regular. Who's the guy from, Rod Serling? Yeah, from The Twilight Zone. The drive itself was nice. The three of us in the car were having fun looking at the strange way the hearse was going to avoid an accident on the highway. By the time we were pulling up to the gates of Rockwood, it had been a long drive and I was a little tired thinking of how I still had to take them home later. Next to the gates is a nice cafe with big signs. You have to pass it to enter the cemetery. As we drove past, the old lady with dementia exclaimed, "Oh, a coffee shop. I think I'll have coffee after the service. To which her sister agreed. I did not want to stop at all for coffee. I agree with that. My grandma, like, trust me, made me stop everywhere when I was driving her around. Not at all. All I wanted was to end the day and go home. Not sit and wait in the cold at some cafe while they had coffee for who knows how long. Oh, so he didn't even get to go in. He was just like, jeeves. He was like sitting in there in the car. Out in the cold, too. You didn't have any heat out in the car? That's miserable. But maybe you should have educated yourself when you're in school, when you had to write. That would have helped you out with your career path. Next to the gates is a nice cafe okay, I've already read that. Maybe I should educate myself on how to read. The final service was over, and it was time to go home. I knew the nice lady with dementia would have forgotten about the coffee, and her sister was not super set on coffee, so I thought I would try something. As we exited the cemetery and were about to pass the cafe, I informed them that there were some famous people's graves just to the side. They just so happened to be on the opposite side of the cafe. The two ladies looked for the famous graves missing the cafe. Shortly before we got back to her home, the nice lady with dementia said how she was glad to get home soon, as she really felt like a coffee now. Yes, I basically said, look over there, and distracted a lovely old lady and exploited her dementia to prevent her from getting coffee. I've done that. I don't know if I have, but I mean, nobody would get mad at you for that. You're tired. You're, you do you, a handy. You do you. Man, nobody's getting mad at you for that. I'll do that. What's something you've done to, like, get out of doing something you didn't want to do? Like, I know when I was, like, driving my grandma around, like, I would, I'm just trying to think. Like, I never did that. Like, I always, my grandma always, when I would drive her around, oh, I would, like, I would go to Walmart, like, when I was driving my grandma around, and, like, I remember, like, parking at Walmart, and, really, yeah, just, like, really, like, going fast. Like, my grandma wanted to, like, enjoy the visit to Walmart. I wanted to get in and out. But my grandma, this was, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but this was her time to get out of the house. And it took me a while to realize that. But it was her time to get out of the house. And I was like, let's get a cart, let's go. And she couldn't see either. And there'd be times where she'd just walk off. And she was like, they changed the place. Like, I can't find anything now that they changed the place. Well, they didn't change anything. It was just, she just couldn't see. So I just remember, I was like, oh, Grandma, what do you want? Just give me the list. I'll go get it. No, I want to, and I told her, I was like, I did not know. Like, when this was when I was in Walmart, and she had this list made up. And I was like, here, just give me the list, and I'll go find it. And you could, you know, stay here or do whatever. But she wanted to come with me, which made it, like, a 15-minute trip to Walmart, probably around 45 to an hour. And I didn't realize that she was just trying to enjoy it. She just wanted to get out of the house. Like she didn't, I mean, this was her way of getting out of the house. And here I was trying to kind of rush her through shopping and you know, different types of trying to find, like, what kind of toilet paper is this? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Just pick one. No, not that kind. I want the angel one. All right. Just pick one. But, yeah, that's just kind of how people are. You know, we take that stuff for granted. And I'm sure, honestly, I'm sure that that lady, you know, sometimes we are selfish and we get really selfish. And it wouldn't have hurt the guy to stop for that lady for coffee, but it is kind of, you know, you wouldn't, I'm not mad at the guy for, exploiting her dementia to get out of coffee. I mean, sometimes we forget though. Like, I don't think it's, she forgot, like, that's why she wanted coffee and that was because of her dementia. And I don't think that's what exacerbated her dementia was, you know, you going out and pointing up famous graves. But yeah, cool story, man. You should write a book, sir. You should write a book about how you took an old lady out and some weird things happened at a funeral and a lady, you didn't take a lady out for coffee. Oh God, I don't want to read this guy's stuff anymore. It's okay. This is all this guy's, like, stories. Like, this website, it's, like, all of his stories. Whatever. So on this thread, what's the funniest thing that happened at a funeral? I have a very short uncle. This is a thread online. I have a very short uncle. He went to kiss his friend on the cheek and fell into the casket. The lid closed on him, and all you could see was his legs dangling from the closed casket. I don't think he ever got over that. I wouldn't either. And as a short person myself, I feel like that's exactly why I was afraid to, like, kiss my aunt. Who goes and kisses, like, a dead person? A cold, dead body. I wouldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't even want to stand, like within, like, several feet of that, a body like that. A cold, dead body. Who wants to touch that? Here's the thing is that you're not being disrespectful to the person if you don't want to go ahead and kiss them. You're not being disrespectful. You're being normal. It's a freaking cold body. Like, the person's not in there. The person's spirit is gone. It's just a body that they made up. I'm tired of it. I was 17, or I was, like, what, 15 when my aunt drugged me up to my great aunt's body and basically forced me to, like, try to give her a kiss. I don't want to do that. This guy seemed like he willingly went to do that. Would you do that? Would you, like, if you were out there, if you were out at a funeral, would you kiss a cold, dead body of a relative or a loved one that you have? I wouldn't. I touched my mom, though, and it was, like, really cold. It was really creepy. That's why I said I would never, ever, ever, ever do anything like that ever again. Just because it's just, like, it's creepy, man. Who wants, like, that's just not fun. The thing, you just, I don't know, your uncle deserves to fall in the casket for that. Maybe the guy pulled him in. Like, if I were, I don't know, if I were a fun guy, like this, your uncle seems like, I'd be like, oh, he pulled me in, and then, like, have, like, a fake wrestling match, although I don't think the family would talk to him after that, but, well, let's hope that your uncle got over that. Another one, when my mom's mom died, that would be your grandma, my mom's mom died, her Down syndrome sister, who was just adorable, by the way, didn't know how to cope with the fact that her mommy had died. She said, mommy died. Well, that's okay. One way to cope with that. I mean, that's just fact. And then burst into a SpongeBob theme song to cheer herself up. That's cool. That's actually a cute story. I remember, what did I do to, cheer myself up when my mom died? Or my dad died? Or when my grandpa died, or my, I just thought of funny stories, I just thought of funny memories, so, that's not, you know, that's not abnormal, it's not like you're kissing a dead body like this old uncle guy. My grandpa died when I was around 5, everyone else was crying and sad, but I didn't understand any of it, so I sat there and played with my stuffed Simba. When it was time to bury him, everyone took turns putting sand in the coffin. When it was my turn, I used my hands to put sand in the coffin. Then I used Simba's to put sand in it, and even used his paw to wave bye to Grandpa. Everyone laughed, awed, and that's all I remember. Ah, that's nice. That's a cute story. Another one. At my grandpa's funeral, I was 8. My little brother ripped the loudest fart ever during the service. There you go. Out of everyone there, were only 2 that laughed. I still don't see how no one but us laughed. Exactly! Farts are funny. Farts and midges are always going to be funny. Even at funerals. Like, I feel like I've done that at my funeral. I think I might have done that at somebody's funeral. I don't know. But yeah, that's one way to break the ice, is just to fart. Like, it's funny. If I were at my mom's funeral or my dad's funeral, the people that I closest to me that passed away, and somebody farted, I'd have laughed. I would have been like, thank you. I would have thanked that person for creating that moment. Because, no one's ever going to forget a fart at a funeral. Like, I'll tell you that right now. Like, so that actually, you know what? Next time, next funeral service I go to, hopefully it won't be mine, or hopefully it'll be someone, I don't know, I don't even want to think about it. That's just weird to think about. But next year, I plan on farting. See how that goes. I just did it right there. A man with bagpipes walked into the door of the church. I don't know why, but it caught me off guard, and I started laughing. That's hilarious. Yep. It's so, you know, honestly, and I'm trying to put myself in that position, I'd have done the same thing. I'd have been like, he's got bagpipes. That's all I would have stared at the whole time after the funeral. No matter whose it was, I'd have been like, who's the guy with the bagpipes? What is he doing? Is he going to play? Can he play? Wouldn't it be awesome if he played? Does he play for, like, you know, does he get paid to play? I don't know. He's got bagpipes. Who trains bagpipes? And that's all be going on is the guys, like, talking about, you know, my dead relative. What? And I'd just be thinking, you know, I want to train to play the bagpipes. I kind of want to play the bagpipes. I mean, I'm kind of Scottish descent. McChesney is not really Scottish. He's more Irish. But, you know, I can pass as both. I can wear a kilt. I don't know. I want to be Scottish. I want to play the band. And that's just what would be going on in my mind. All right, we're about to wrap up here. But let me share a few more of these and we'll wrap it up. Wrap it up, because I actually like where this is going. I'm so sorry that I might cut the part where I just, like, read that guy's stuff. Hello? All right, so, we're about to wrap up. Two more. I'll be a few more. It depends. I still have the bagpipes. I want to play bagpipes now. My uncle's funeral, cell phone went off, and my uncle's friend answered it, didn't leave the room, had a conversation, yelled at the person for interrupting him at a funeral. My uncle would have laughed his ass off, since he doesn't care for the formality of any ceremony. I guess, like, although if I would have been mad if it was somebody in my family's funeral. You would have gotten a butt kicked. Who those are the worst people though. The worst people that have loud conversations in front of you. Like, that's annoying to me. It's not even about the formality of a funeral, but it's just annoying that that loud phone conversation of people that you don't know. It's just so annoying to me. I hate it wherever. I hate it in the gym. I hate it on a limb. I hate it in the park. I hate it with a lark. I hate it in the sand. I hate it with a band. I hate the phone conversation, man. Anyways, all right, a few more. I was in charge of making the CD. Oh, okay, I've already, you know what? I don't even want to read this because I got yelled at by the lady at our my grandma's church. I've told this story before, but it needs to be told again. And she yelled at me because I went and I had songs on my iPod that I put together this list for my grandma, and I was excited. And she said that we could not, and I had brought a backup Sinatra CD just in case. Thankfully, I did, because that bag of a woman didn't let me put in my iPod. She said, "You can't use it," "No, don't use that." But I was like, "Well, she doesn't know anything. It's not her funeral." So I went and I was plugging it in with my brother, and we were trying to get the sound system up and going. And it was at the back of the church, and the lady walked in and she just yells out, "Stop it! I told you I couldn't yell at!" And she was yelling at us. And I was like, "At our grandma's funeral, you're yelling at us." That's pretty much exactly what I said. "Thank you for your hospitality." And then I walked off and left. And my brother, being the pansy that he is, he tries to act like the tough guy, but he apologizes. Like, "Hey, I just want to apologize. I'm sorry. I just, you know." And I was like, "Dude, don't. Like, there's no, like, she did not need to yell at us like that. She was just being an angry crank." And to that lady at that church, at the Blue Ridge, whatever it was, Blue Ridge Church or whatever, off of Blue Ridge Boulevard, I will always remember that, because you are not a nice person and you look ugly. Sorry, that's just mean. But yeah, you're not a nice person. And I hope that at your funeral, people are allowed to play songs on iPods and people aren't as cranky and as angry at life as you are. You were. So thank you for that. Another one. I was a funeral once. That's what it starts out with. Did he drive an old lady who with dementia, who was exacerbated by the dementia because of her husband? I was at a funeral once for my great grandpa, and I was by her side. For my great grandma, and I was by her side, remembering all the moments we shared. And I suddenly had the thought to stick my finger in her mouth and start wiggling it in her gums. I had no idea why I had that thought, but I had to leave the room for 20 seconds because I was exploding laughing. Wow. Yeah, the comments on this are really... Yeah, that's a weird thought. That's weird. Like, that's weird that you shared that. I guess it's not weird because I shared a lot more like weird thoughts, but I'm really at a loss as to why you would want to do that, even to a live person. That just seems weird. That just, yeah. When the old lady started singing in the church at my grandfather's funerals, okay, so he had more than one, she was so bad I just couldn't stop laughing extremely hard, then my cousin couldn't either. Situation was horrible and so funny at the same time. Yes! Yes! There is always that. There is always the awkwardness of the horrible singer at a wedding or a funeral where you're just like, this person... is horrible. That goes back to the party's over, turn out the lights, the party's over guy at my mom's not my mom's funeral, but my the cousin, my dad's cousin's funeral. Just the weird awkwardness of that. Yeah, you know, a good singer though, like that, and the thing is that's what like they think of, like, that's what, like, they remember about the funeral, so that singer right there just, I mean, by being awful, brightened the day of the grandkids, because, you know, I'm sure it was probably one of his, like, old, like, friends, like, old friends who thought they, like, could sing, or at one point could sing. I'm trying to figure out. No, my brother sang. My grandma made my brother sing it at his funeral. And Chase was like, I don't want to do it. But he did it anyways. It was good, though. We didn't have anybody else. We didn't have any of his old friends. But yeah. A good old singer can make or break the funeral. I would want a singer who is, would I want a singer at my funeral? No, because it's always, like, awkward. Like, it's always, like, really, really awkward. I don't know. Like, I would want a soundtrack. It's always, I wouldn't want anybody, like, playing a song, because it's really awkward for the person singing, and it's also awkward for the people listening. I know for me, it's always just, like, really awkward. Like, so I would have laughed no matter what. Even if the person was good, I would have been like, this is awkward. So, and I would have just laughed. What would I want as far as, like, entertainment at my funeral? I would want a video of all my, like, stuff that I've done. That's probably the only thing. That's my only request. That and don't get a singer. Don't play any, like, don't get a singer and sing sad songs at my funeral, because it's just going to be stupid and awkward. There's a grave near my grandparents. That's an angel leaning over a heart. But from my grandparents' grave, it totally looks like a penis. Well, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder there. Yeah, rock hard even at that. That's interesting. My grandpa died a few years ago. We were at the service and my cousin started crying and my grandma just opens her mouth up and goes, "Who's doing all the sniffling?" I've done that. Like, I remember, at my cousin's Quincy's funeral, like, somebody behind me was doing a bunch of sniffling. And I wanted to say that. I turned around going, who's making all that freaking noise? Like, who's, like, there's, like, one person that is, like,
like doing a bunch of, making a bunch of sniffling noises. It was like the, and I was like, who is that? So I look back, it was my cousin Beverly. I don't know who that, how she's related to me, but her name was Beverly. She's an older lady. And so I felt okay, but like, I mean, she was like the only person making any sort of noise out of that. And I was like, it was distracting me because I was just like, she's not really related. I don't know how she's related to this guy. Maybe like a cousin or, you know, one of those. But does it need the sniffling? Does she need to be the one who's the most emotional about it? I don't know. But yeah, she was doing that. She was going, and I was just like, that's okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, people mourn how people mourn, but dang, she's not even really related to the guy. Like, and not as, you know, I mean, same as I am, I guess. I don't know, but I don't know. Was that judgmental of me? I don't really care. I had a friend's dad's funeral last week. For some reason, I had the overwhelming urge to poke him. It was every ounce of my willpower not to, and I just had no idea why. I remember I at my Aunt Junie's funeral, I wanted to, you know, I wanted the shout out because it was an open casket, and I just wanted the shout out during the middle of the service. She moved! And I didn't. I really regret it, though. I so regret it. It would have been the greatest thing that I've ever done in my life. Anyways, I'm Ryan McChesney. Like me on Facebook and in real life. I hope that you guys have a good week. And don't worry, it's okay to laugh at funerals.
No, 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 no. Ha ha ha!